Good morning. So you see where I get my stuff. He'll be beaten severely or beaten lightly, depending on the day. So I'm only doing what Jesus told me to do. Yesterday, of course, well, this whole week, it was a kind of weird week because I was on retreat trying to finish my surrender book. I had to go up, I thought, on Wednesday to go up to speak in Legatus up in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. And so I drove up Wednesday. I got 20 minutes before the place. It's 2 hours from my retreat house. And I just happened to look at the sheet, and it said Thursday, the 5th. So I had to turn around and drive back. And then the next day go up when they wanted me, of course. And then last night I spoke at the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy in Chicago. Beautiful, 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 beautiful old church. It was the biggest parish in the United States at one time, filled with Polish people, and there's a great pastor there and different things. And so I had Mass, and then I said the rosary with the people, and then I gave an hour talk, and it was on Maria Radio or whatever, I forget, Ave Maria. And so I sat there and said, I have to leave right at 7:30 because it's an hour difference so I can get in the road because it was already 8:30. So they got me out of there at 8:30 and I was going to get a hotel in Toledo. Well, so I got to Toledo about 1 o'clock in the morning. Do you think I could find a hotel? No, not one. I went to 6 of them. Oh, Father, we just gave the last room away. Thank you. So I went to the next exit, tried 4 hotels. No, Father, they're all booked. It's a Saturday, of course, you know. So I drove all the way home last night. And so I stopped for about 45 minutes. I got home about 5 and tried to sleep in the car. And as I'm sitting there sleeping in the car for a little bit, you know, you can never really get comfortable. And then this creepy guy pulled up next to me in the middle of the night. Really freaked me out because he kept looking over. Oh, gosh. So 45 minutes, got back in the car, got home at 5:30 this morning. So I haven't had much sleep, which, you know, typical, I guess. And but when I was reflecting yesterday with the people up there, and as I was driving home last night throughout the night, you know, I just kept reflecting on this thing about faith. 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 That what God calls all of us to is faith. But you know, like I said to those poor people last night, I believe that most Christians, most Catholics are really just people that filled with superstition. You know, they do what they do so they don't go to hell, if hell exists or if God exists, or they're not really sure whether God exists, but they want to use this as fire insurance just in case. Huh? So they do all these things and they try to be the best they can, and they go to church and they're bored and they don't get it. And half the time, most of these Christians and Catholics don't go to church anyway because they don't get it. And they don't have what the core of the second reading is calling us to. Faith. Faith, by definition, is believing that God is who he is and his word can be trusted, right? Now, you've heard the story before because I used it before about a guy named Fidelis. You know what Fidelis means? Faith. And so this Fidelis was from Africa. He was one of my classmates in, when I was at Christ the King, the place that threw me up. We won't go there. And so anyway, he was walking through the jungle one day in Africa. And as he was walking through the jungle, I'm making the story up, of course. As he was walking through the jungle, he heard something behind him. Oh my. And he turns around and he couldn't see anything. So he keeps walking, and then whatever is walking behind him gets closer and closer. So he turns around and there's a lion. Well, Fidelis starts to run. Guess what the lion did? He ran too. And he's running towards Fidelis. Fidelis is running real fast. And he's turning around. The lion's getting closer. And Fidelis is running. And he's turning around. And the lion's right there. And as he turns around to look at the lion, he doesn't see there's a cliff in front of him. And he falls over the cliff. 1,000 feet. Ah! Halfway down the cliff, there's a branch. He's a very athletic person. Grabs the branch. Whoa. And there he is holding on to this branch, holding himself up 1,000 feet. So it's 500 feet up, 500 feet down. And he's thinking, now what am I going to do? What am I going to do? So he cries out, as all of us would cry out. Hello, hello, hello. Is anybody up there, up there, up there? Nothing. So I keep sitting there, oh, please, hello, 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 is anybody up there, up there, up there? And finally he hears a voice, and he says, I am here. Good, can you throw me a rope or something? In the middle of the jungle, 500 feet. Yeah, can you throw me a rope or something, please? Help me get up here. Well, you don't want to know who I am? I really don't care who you are, just get me up here. Well, I am the Lord your God. Great Lord my God, can you do something? Great Lord my God, can you get me out of here? Can you help me? And he says, do you believe in me? Yes, I believe in you. Do you trust me? Yes, I trust you. Then let go of the branch. And Fidelis, as he's hanging there, looks up and says, is there anybody else up there, up there, up there, up there? And that's the way we are. We're always looking for something else. Maybe money, maybe prestige, maybe my family, maybe this doctor, maybe this. Is there anybody else up there? Because when we come to God, he says, you're going to have to let go of everything. And you're going to have to trust in me. Huh? It's going to cost you your life. Huh? You got to let go of everything. Nothing left to hold on to. Huh? It's kind of like flying. But anyway, you got to trust. That's about as simple as it is. Will you and I trust God with our lives? And the only way you and I will trust God with our lives is when we know that he loves us. When he is our treasure, huh? If you get the gospel today, where your treasure is, there your heart is. And so, is my treasure, is my faith in God? Or is it in other things? Is it in my ability? You know, how many times have I said this, right? You can't even take your next breath without God saying, okay, you think you're in charge. I think I'm in charge. We're in charge of nothing. We can't even take our next breath without God saying, okay, I'll let you take that breath right now. Okay, you can have another one, and you can have another. We are totally dependent creatures, huh? And until we get that we're not in charge of anything, we're not even in charge of our next breath, then we're going to sit there and we're going to learn to trust in God instead of trusting in ourselves or trusting in our bank account or trusting in the doctor or trusting in whoever. You and I can only trust in God, and we must do that with our lives, huh? So first of all, is that even your goal? To have a daily committed relationship with God? Again, as I've said before, you know, the day you and I drop dead, God will love you so much, because this great God of love will look at you and say, I love you very much. I will give you now what you love the most forever. And if that's anything else, that's your treasure. And because he loves you, he will give you your treasure forever. And again, if that treasure is anything other than God, that's what you get. And that, by definition, is hell. So the purpose of life is our day in, day out, not even knowing, I can't even take this next breath, that the only thing that's going to last forever is God. And I can't wait to the end, you know, like one of my prep kids used to say, well, Father, I'll come when I get old, I'll come to give my life to Jesus when I'm old. You know, like about 35, come here, whack, anyway, 35 old. But sometimes we think, we'll wait till then. Later, when I get sick, when something happens, when I need something, then I'll come to God. It's too late. You know, those who usually, I've said, I love the t-shirt I saw once, it says, those who wait to the midnight hour to convert usually die at 11:30. So you can't sit there and wait to the end. Every day could be your last. Every day, God looks at you and says, do you trust me? Do you have faith in me? Are you living for me? Are you living for yourself? Am I the reason you take your next breath? Am I the reason you do everything you do? Am I your treasure? Or is something else your treasure? Again, if something else your treasure, that's what you'll get, because he loves you. Your and my treasure must be Christ. And that must be the daily walking of our life in faith. God, I'll let go of the branch. God, I'll trust in you. Because you're the only one worth trusting. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.